Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. 55 degrees outside right now. A rather pleasant morning again here in the Nishna Valley. Went out, took a little walk last night. The wife and I actually worked up a little sweat.
Yeah.
Taking a walk.
Yeah, it was nice.
At the end
nice
of September.
Weekend.
Yeah. What's up with that, huh? That was kind of fun, actually. Brett's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about wait a second. You don't work at WNS, do you?
He's got a beard.
He does?
Yeah.
Geez, I've never noticed. Let's try
Camblin. We're both gray, though.
We're all getting there, aren't we? You know a little more about Camblin. Let's talk that instead.
Lennox has always been respected in the heating and air conditioning fields as one manufacturer to follow in all of their innovations. They were the first manufacturer to really start in the air quality market and still lead the field with their Pure Air unit. This miraculous product combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air cleaner and a MERV 16 filter to give you the cleanest air possible in your entire home, not just one room. If you have allergies, you'll notice an immediate improvement in your comfort and allergy symptoms. From hay fever to sinus to asthma symptoms, this great machine will alleviate those terrible times. Give us a call soon and start breathing the good air. Call the Atlantic store at 243-1512 or the Harlan store at 755-3286 to get more information. How long have I been reading that number,
well,
Jim?
Yeah, but I'll give you a little credit for that. You come in here with a shirt that has your name on one side and Camblin Plumbing and Heating on the other side, and I still can't read it. So
maybe it's time for new glasses.
Yeah, I'm thinking I got to tip those reading glasses up a little higher here. Thank you, sir.
And you guys have been giving Rick a bad time.
Yeah, well, I'm older than he is. Yeah. We're going to bring a guest in this morning. Josh Seneschal joins us here this morning from the Freeze Notice Weather Center. Josh, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Well, we've had some great weather here the last week or so, or 2 weeks, whatever it's been now. I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, finally had a good stretch of weather after such a wet summer here. Definitely coming into good timing.
But now it looks like we might get back into a little bit of a wet pattern.
Yeah, we are going to have, at least today we're looking at mainly dry conditions, seasonally warm temps. But as you mentioned, we are going to have increasingly wet conditions. Looks like tomorrow afternoon some showers and thunderstorms moving in from the west. And these are going to last on and off all the way through the day on Wednesday, eventually tapering off Thursday morning. We could see 1 to 2 inches of rain by the time this all tapers off on Thursday.
I've been hearing people tell me that it's going to cool off here rather quickly, not too far down the road. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, we are going to have a pretty nice Canadian air mass moving in. It looks like just in time Friday into Saturday. A nice high pressure center moving in. I wouldn't be surprised to see some temperatures dipping down into the 30s on Saturday morning. Daytime high Saturday afternoon, barely getting into the 60s. A bit of a breezy wind. Definitely a fall-like feel to the air coming in late this week into the weekend.
Well, that's still a lot better. I was just happy when I looked at Wednesday's forecast because, what was it, last year, the year before, we had snow on October 1st.
Yeah, so we're definitely, at least we're not looking at snow. So
yeah.
Looking on the bright side, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, when I see, maybe a quarter of an inch to a half inch possible, and I'm looking down thinking, what? Okay, it says rainfall. Thank goodness. I was afraid of that. Hey, a lot of folks have been asking, what harvest was going to be like, and we had a doom and gloom forecast here a few weeks ago with all the rain we had, and then we got a little bit drier. Is it decent out there now, or are we going to have some decent harvest weather?
Yeah, I would think at least some of the warmth and dryness over the last few days should help get the harvest going. I know the latest crop report had Iowa at 0% harvested, so hopefully we're just starting to get that going. I would expect harvest delays, Wednesday into Thursday with that rainfall, but I do think once drier air moves in this weekend and at least into the start of next week, we should be able to get a little more field work done, hopefully get some harvest progress done.
Yeah, I think they had a higher percentage of heavy machinery stuck in mud.
Yeah, it's been the soils are still pretty damp, and it's been tough just getting out there and getting anything done.
Yeah, it really has. But hopefully we can get some good weather here not too far down the road. A little bit of rain here this week yet, but we'll see how it plays out from there. Josh, I want to ask you a little bit, too, because I know a lot of folks like to check out some of the leaf-watching areas around the state of Iowa. And we're getting to that point in time once we turn the calendar into October, depending upon where you live in the state. Of course, the northern part of the state tends to change early in October. Down here, we tend to have the best viewing time, usually around the second, third week or so of October. you know, the leaf changing, the colors that pop, kind of all depend on the weather conditions that we actually have during the summer and into the early part of fall. And I know when you have a lot of rain, it can affect some of those things. Are we going to get a decent season for the leaf watchers out there?
Well, you are right. You know, when you have a lot of rainfall during the summer, that typically has a bit of a negative effect on, you know, the vibrancy or how nice the colors are. So I don't think we'll be looking at a great season, but I do think that we should have some better weather coming up. And, you know, overall, I think colors should be changing. They will be peaking across northern Iowa during the 10th to the 15th. That's the thought right now. It looks like the Atlantic area might hold off until the 18th to the 25th. That's when we're expecting that peak color. So I do think we're going to have some beautiful colors out there, probably not as good as it could have been if we'd had a drier summer.
Well, maybe if the trade-off would be they'll get some decent weather to actually go do their leaf watching.
Yeah, I do think we'll have at least, you know, some dry weather moving in again. I think later this week, into the start of next week, definitely some drier weather moving in. So we should have some nice weather coming in, at least for the early colors up across the north.
All right, Mr. Seneschal, now we're going to hit you with the toughie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Be prepared. It's
a
Monday.
I'm a little nervous.
I know. It's Monday. We're going to make it difficult on you here this morning, but so many people have been telling me over and over again that the Old Farmer's Almanac says,
oh boy,
here we go. You meteorologists just love that, don't you?
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I know. Well, they keep saying that the Old Farmer's Almanac has been telling them over and over again that we are going to have a really cold and really snowy winter. Now, does your crystal ball go out far enough yet to take a chance on making a risky forecast like that?
Well, you know, I've just begun looking out into that time frame, and you know, one of the main drivers of the climate as we head into the winter is going to be the El Nino pattern, and it does look like we should be heading into a weak El Nino pattern during the winter months. Typically, if you have an El Nino, you have a bit of a warmer winter. So my thinking right now is that we should, I don't think we're going to have a bitterly cold winter. I think there's a better chance we'll be a little closer to normal, possibly even a little warmer than normal. I don't think that the Farmer's Almanac is, I think they're a little bit too cold. That's my latest thought.
Ooh,
I'm being a little bit optimistic at this point.
Ooh, did we just throw down with the Old Farmer's Almanac?
That just happened, yeah.
It just happened, huh?
Well, they did a great job last year. They were actually going colder than pretty much anyone else, and they were right on the money. So it'll be a fun winter.
Well, as we all know, it's kind of an educated guess when it comes to forecasting when you do it that far out.
Yes, it really is, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to forecast three, 4 days down the road because you're seeing current weather patterns. You can make some educated guesses, and in a lot of cases they're not really guesses at that point. But, yeah, when you start guessing out like that a year or 6 months down the road, it's pretty tough to do. And they have their system, and you have yours.
They do. Sometimes it works.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Before you get into too much trouble, we better say goodbye. Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
All right, you take care. All right. Well, prepare for the wetter than normal conditions here this morning. Thank goodness we're not talking about snow quite yet. A little bit of rain coming up. Pretty decent chances here starting tomorrow, really, with rain throughout the week. And as Joshua mentioned, come to the weekend, we should see some cooler temperatures as well. But we're not going to start into winter quite yet. Thank goodness. It's time to get your heating system checked, though, before winter does hit.
You bet.
Yeah. Tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Yeah. That's what it says on your chest there.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Sure. No problem.
Remodeling the kitchen or bathroom in your home can be a challenge. At Camlin Plumbing and Heating, we work hard to keep your remodel as calm and pleasant as possible. From products known for quality and value to coordination with your carpenter, Camlin Plumbing and Heating has successfully remodeled several of your neighbors' rooms and produced a good experience for you to remember. With Kohler, Sterling, Delta, Aquatic, and many other brands to choose from, Camlin Plumbing and Heating will ensure that your job is done right and with longevity in mind. Give us a call and we'll give you a free estimate for your next job. Call an Atlantic at 243-1512 or at our Harlan store at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Lawrence J. Peter. Competence, like truth, beauty, and contact lenses, is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay. He was reaching for comedy there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Very much so. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, thanks to Joshua for spending a little time with us here this morning as well. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.